Oh, yeah. I call this meeting to order for the Evergreen Cemetery Committee to regular meeting at 5:36 PM on August 22nd, 2018. Okay, roll call. Todd Conklin?
Here.
Oh, yeah. Renee Harper?
And she was excused, right? Wayne?
I would assume so. I haven't heard anything about it.
Yeah, I heard it from Lorraine.
Okay.
She said that Renee called in.
Grace Wiggins?
Present.
Audrey Lutie, I'm here. And Snooty?
Here.
Okay. Dwayne Wallace, City Liaison?
Here.
Doug Dunn, Council Member?
Here.
And no Freeport? I gotta find out what happened to Terry. Oh, God.
Saw him yesterday.
Okay. Old business, discussion and possible approval to grade the road 10 to 12 feet off the edge in order to not damage graves. Okay, the reason I put this on here is because when they graded C Street, they graded coming down, they graded to the right. They took some of the curbing off of a baby's grave, and there's an unknown soldier buried next to my son, in front of him, and the kids named him Elvis, and they cut Elvis's legs off. And then they went all the way around there and went down, and there's another grave, and they cut his shoulder, hip, and leg off. Then they went around and cut, what, it was half the grave on that one out. Years ago, when you came down C Street, you came down it, and to the right was graves. If you go to the left, it went about 10 feet coming down this way, and it went all the way around, knocked down one of those, what do you call those bushes, Snooty?
Yuccas.
Knocked down one of those, and you come around, and it goes past those baby graves, and then you've got room for another grave, and putting those guys back where they belong. I mean, it really looks bad. And that's why, and Dwayne, I'd like for you to go up there with me one day when you have time.
Yeah.
And let you have a look at it.
Yeah, that's fine. And then I'd like to bring, when we can find a time to do it, I'd like to bring Raul too, because I always like getting the person doing the work out
yes,
there.
Yes, yes, because they evidently, well, they don't know the cemetery, you know.
Yeah.
And
we took a picture of those over a year ago in Cinnamon.
Yeah, we did.
And we have them again.
Okay. No, that's fine. And that's what, you know, all the things that you put on for old business, we did do work orders on, and they're working on them. And that's the only, I can't apologize, you know, I can't say anything about the past. All I can say what I'm trying to do
yeah.
now.
Well, that's why I'd like for you to.
And I will find a time, and I'll reach out to you, and we'll go out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, and we'll go up and just look, and I'll show you the ones that, and some of them look like just desecration of the
okay.
graves. I mean, they're chopped to pieces. And to me, that is terrible. And number two, discussing possible approval to clean up the mess on the northwest fence.
Yeah.
It's already been done. It's we'll take that off because it's done and it looks absolutely wonderful. We can put about 60 more graves up there. And about 20 years ago, they said we only had room for 60 more, but we've got lots of room down there. Okay, number three, discussion and possible approval to have Public Works cut the bamboo on the southwest fence by Shady Dale and then paint that fence. They painted all of them except that one. And it's all rusty and corroded, and the bamboo, you can hardly drive up first. When you go to the left as you first come in and go up, because if you got your window down, you get a bamboo in the eye. So I'd like for you to go up there and cut those.
Actually, yes, Raul has, that's one of the things the inmate, the DOC crews are going to be doing. cutting down the bamboo and doing the painting and everything.
Okay, all right.
I'm not sure when they're going to get to that portion of it, but they've already been instructed to do that.
Yeah, and they do need to paint that. Everything else is painted.
Okay.
It's been done years ago, but anybody else have anything on that one? No? Okay, number four. Discussion and possible approval for Public Works to straighten out the fence on the north side, which was damaged by, it had to be a front end one, because that, it's Spanish steel, that whole fencing in there. And it, they had to have that blade up, and it hooked it, and it just curled that fence.
Didn't they already?
They just were working on it today. They have the welding thing up there.
Oh, yeah?
It's all done.
You're kidding me.
No, I wouldn't look at it.
Well, good. I have to lock the cemetery tonight, so I'll go look at it. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, that's done. Son of a gun. We're going right along here. Okay, number five. Discussion and possible approval for Public Works to get inmate crews to cut the grass. Well, I see part of it has been done.
And that's a little bit of the time, isn't it, Dwayne?
Yes. Yeah, especially right now after sporadic rains and everything.
Yeah.
And then some of the crews, too, are helping prep for a little paving project. And then we also have the bloomers thing. So we've kind of...
Yeah.
Right now, they're a little stressed.
Well, if they would cut that upper before the... I know the grass grows behind them during the rainy season while they're cutting it.
Yeah.
But it would only be about this high. And that grass is that. And the snakes are out.
Yeah.
And we're having all those different things in October and, you know... going down, so. Okay. I will go look at that fence tonight when I lock it.
You go to 11. Go to 11.
Oh. And I got, okay, discussion possible approval for Public Works, number five, to get inmate crews to cut the grass. Okay, Constable Heather, names. Please write down the names when they're up there of graves that have sunk.
Okay.
So we can fill them up with dirt, because those old metal caskets have corroded.
Yeah.
And when we had the crews cutting up there one time, one of the special people they were cutting for us, he stepped on a grave and it gave.
Okay.
And when those metal ones, they break this way, and when he pulled his foot up, it came this way and got him.
Okay.
And it was awful for that kid because he thought it had him, you know. So if you just pile dirt on them so that we don't have a kid fall in there, that it just... And if you run across any of you guys, write the names and that on it so that we can find them in this lustrous naps, okay?
Yep.
Okay. Hot name. New business. Welcome, interim.
Dun, 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 dun.
Thank you.
And I hope you're able to put up with a lot of old ladies griping.
I grew up in the American Legion. So yes, I can.
Oh, okay. Go after him, girls. You too.
It's training day.
Yeah. All right, number two. Discussion of After Action Report, Bisbee Veterans Memorial Day Cemetery Ceremony for information only. I've only been up 48 hours.
Here we go. And there's your After Action thing, because we did wonderful, and I was proud of what the city did for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we had a good turnout. We would have had a better turnout had we had better publicity, like we had last year. But anyway, then that's just for your information.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
But I really do feel that.
Oh, this is really good.
Yeah, and so this just speaks for itself. It was role accepted, and the kiosk is part of that.
Yeah.
That's done.
Yeah.
And I thought it was wonderful.
Do you have another one with the kids? Does Dwayne have one?
Yeah, they've all got them.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
This is really nice.
Yeah, we did.
This is
good. Yeah.
That is good. I like that. Okay. After Action. I haven't heard that since I was on council, After Action Report. I love it.
Old stuff.
Oh, cold as dirt, as my grandson said. Okay, number three on new business is discussion of cemetery budget expenditures for year ending June 2018. Discussion and clarification. What have we got on that?
Did you put anything together for you about the budget?
I don't think so. Let me look.
Well, this is the for ending June 18th.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That was last year's.
Yeah.
No, she didn't provide me with any.
Okay. Did you?
And she didn't give me any future budget either. However, I do want to make a well, I'll wait until you call that.
Number four is cemetery budget for 2018-19.
Okay.
Discussion and clarification.
She didn't give me that either. However, I will say that we bought, with streets money and cemetery money, we bought two blowers, one for each big crew, so that no matter which crew is working there, they can blow off the headstones and stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
Because we had one that was getting shared and it finally broke, but we bought two blowers. And like I said, streets paid for one, and then cemetery paid for one, so that no matter which crew's working there, we each have, there's one, so that as they can actually keep everything cleaned as they're going through.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Great.
I'll make a comment that I did Xerox a copy of the page in the budget that we approved, and the cemetery is budgeted for $14,690 in terms of what the... $690.
Okay.
And there's a couple of line items there, and of course that does not include the Bisbee Foundation money. That's in a separate pool,
right,
of course.
Yeah, right.
But anyway, that's, I did Xerox that before this meeting. And I did not have what the actual expenditures were. I didn't look that up for this past year. So, but I'm assuming it's some close to that amount of money.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll put that on the next one so we can get the figures.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. A, under item 5, is Day of the Dead celebration coming up the 1st of November. And Dwayne, we do need all that grass cut.
Oh, it will be.
Because it was last year, I guess, it was this high, and those rattlesnakes were out in force.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to keep getting bit. So if we can get that done, that would be great.
And for clarification, does the school need a permit or to come down and to say we'd like to use it? So that they know what's going on?
Well, Andy always said they didn't, but they always turned one in.
Yeah.
Now, we have a new principal down there, so I'll tell her.
It's helpful. Even if, it's because it lets us know.
Well, it's a reminder that you're going to have a ton of people down there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I'll let Laura know to apply for a permit.
Yeah.
Okay, Laura. Permit. And she can go for that anytime, right?
Yes, and actually the sooner the better, because that way we can I can start pushing crews. Hey, we have this event. I need to get this done.
Yeah, okay. Well, I will go down there tomorrow if I'm still walking. Whew. Okay, then we got Veterans Day on Sunday, November 11th, 2018. Observed Veterans of Foreign War presents the programs.
Can Grace check on that with Mr.
Martinez, yeah, I wish you would. And Frank and I don't get along.
Set up the bleachers, Dwayne?
Mm-hmm.
They just set up those bleachers and fix it up for them to do, even
yes.
though it's not ours, but that's just something we do.
Of course, and the same thing, if Frank can put in the permit.
No,
he never does.
Is he required to?
He should be.
He should, but even with no charge, it's a reminder so that we know what to do.
Well, everybody should be if they're going to have any kind of event.
Yeah.
So that we know.
And we generally waive fees for things like this. It's just as a reminder of what's...
Yeah. For you and for them that they
did.
They used to all that. And Lowell School always did, but we have a new principal.
Okay.
I will go down there and rattle her cage. Okay. Now, we got C. Wreaths across America, placing of holiday wreaths on veterans' graves.
Okay, this, I sent out what they call corporate letters to businesses around Bisbee, Freeport, and I've only gotten a response from APS where they said that they couldn't do it. And I responded back, even if you do one or two,
right.
You know, you don't have to do a 100, but if you do any type, because a corporate sponsor is 100 wreaths, but you can, and an individual can even do one to however many they have. We do have one individual that did sponsor 10, and which was awesome. You know, so right now out of, and I actually upped the number from 876 to 890, because we don't know in between now and then whether we'll, you know, lose a few more. But so far we've gotten, I believe, 28. So if we get the corporate, you know, sponsorships, then we should be doing
good. What does the sponsorship go?
1,500. So it's 1,500 for 100 wreaths.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, and, you know, I not that I want to say that I do any kind of shaming, but...
Well...
You know, Freeport, there were a lot of miners that actually worked for Freeport that were veterans and are, you know, and
one of the
there.
Kids I went to school with, McKayden, Camel Mine Shaft.
Yeah.
Got him.
And Frank Hill, Puzzle his people?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I gave him some of the forms, and so he said that he's been peddling them, so...
Okay.
To it. And I'm going to be putting more ads into the newspapers. Of course, I can't reach out to Sierra Vista because they said, well, the last time I talked to them, they said it was too soon. And I said, nothing and ever is too soon. I said, no. You know, we've got to get this generated so that we get the, you know, sponsorships.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to get to them again. Laura Swan is awesome. You know,
yeah.
Whatever I ask her for, you know, right. she'll help out. So I'll be sending out more advertisements.
Okay.
Baggings and whatever, in order to,
yeah.
you know, to get them to do it. Because, you know, in 2012, we were up in Arlington on the honor flight, and they presented the wreath to them, so unknown soldier. That ceremony was so solemn. And so when I was working with the lady that was in charge of the honor flight that year, she lives in Tucson, and she was talking about the wreaths and how, you know, they look. She sent me pictures how they looked at the Evergreen Cemetery in Tucson. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if we could do that down here as far as an honor for our vets, I think that would be just
well,
awesome.
Well, we've got a lot of unknown soldiers in there.
I get problems on them
every year.
Yeah. And that's what I have put out to people. People have asked me, you know, well, what if we don't have relatives and friends? Well, what does it matter? You know, you can still sponsor somebody. Because a part of sponsoring them, when it comes time to actually laying the wreaths, you have to know, you know, that person. If you have any grave specifics, you know, that are requesting, you know, for a grave specific, say, for instance, you wanted one for Charles. You know, and you could request it, you know, at least you would have that. But what happens is that when volunteers go out to place these wreaths, they have to actually say the person's name. They have to, you know, we honor you and the name, and then you lay the wreath. So it's a solemn celebration, mm-hmm. is what I call it, because it's an honor.
Yes, it is.
So,
and it should
be. Yeah. So I will be... In you know, going full charge now.
Okay.
Also with that.
Give them.
Thank you.
I am. I plan on it.
Okay. Anything else on that? Todd? No.
Nothing.
No. Okay. Item 6: discussion of possible approvals to replace or take down the old raggedy golf flags on graves to coordinate with tour brochures.
Lucci.
We all have to.
Yes.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I went out there this afternoon. We purchased those flags, and they're golf flags, and of course they're 1-9 is what we had in terms of 9 course or whole golf course, and I'm not sure whether it's possible to buy larger, higher numbers. And so I would like to explore with Lorena as to whether we can get some additional flags.
Okay.
I was impressed with the fact that we have not lost a single flag. Every one of the flags that I put up, of which there are 24, are still there. Now, I adapted some of those larger numbers. We actually have 1 to 24. There's 24 stops in terms of our walking tour.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those I just, with a felt tip pin, if I had a 4, then I put a 2 in front of it, made it a 24. Well,
right.
That's bleached off of there in terms
of.
Yeah. But still, if you have the walking guide, which gives clear instructions of how to move from one to the other, you can see the flag, even though it may be bleached. But anyway, and those certainly 1-9 are in good shape. There are some that are pretty ragged, and it would be nice to replace those. But anyway, I was impressed with the fact that no one has
taken
any away, or they haven't been blown away, or so ever. So anyway, they are there.
Yeah, that is impressive.
Well, just a reminder, when you see them blown down or out, stop and pick them up and put them back
in. Right. Well, I was impressed that they were all standing.
Well, if you can't get them, sometimes it's so, it's hard to do.
Correct.
Especially for older people, take them down.
Yeah, but it's us.
I put them up and checked them.
No, but if people are walking in there and see them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Because.
Anyway, I was impressed that I don't know when I put those up a year ago. That, they're still standing, so I am impressed with that. Also, we're on the subject that when we had the Memorial Day service, there were additional brochures printed, and they were placed in the kiosk. And I noticed that there was some condensation within that glass box.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them were stuck together, and some of them were wrinkled. And I removed all of them that were in good shape. And I guess I want to talk with Jim Durier, who was not in her office today, in terms of maybe the best approach is to make them available at the visitor center, the downtown visitor center, and maybe even have a display so that people actually have to ask for it.
Yeah.
Because they are kind of a Cadillac brochure in terms of that reprinting of those is somewhat expensive, but we did have additional ones printed. But anyway, that's what I was toying with.
Well, we used to have a kiosk down there that had those in them.
Right, this, there is?
But it had a lid that came over and over, so the rain and the condensation didn't.
Well, I don't know why that's the way this one here is constructed, but for
really?
Some reason, I don't know whether it's sun, Dwayne was saying, well, he can put something in there to remove the condensation. But anyway, I just noticed that a number of the brochures were stuck together. I'm sure there's no moisture, no rainfall gets in there. It's very well constructed.
It has been humid, though.
Well, and that mat thing, it's all warped.
Yeah.
Did you look at that, Doug?
No, but I kind of anticipated that might be the case.
Yeah. Well, it's been so humid here, I'm surprised that they all haven't.
But one of the observations that I shared with Dwayne when I was down there with Jen when we got the first printing of brochures, and just as we were putting them together, visitors came in and grabbed them right off our hands. And I think that what they looked at, it says history map and walking guide, and they thought they were getting one for old business.
Oh.
And so, that this nice design here was this Evergreen Cemetery. So anyway, my proposal is that maybe they frame one of these and say and ask the tourist actually request it and identify it and request it, and then sometime in the future we can even think about making a charge for that and able to have money for reprinting.
Okay.
But anyway, let's talk with Lorena in terms of where we got those flags. And certainly I would be willing to buy but I was surprised and impressed at I think those new ones we put in are actually still standing up pretty good.
Yeah.
But some of the old ones that I used to make do are definitely bleached out and ragged, so.
Well, yellow lasts longer than any color that you can put up there, because the sun doesn't eat it up like it does red. Oh, Lord, that's terrible. Anything else on this? Nothing? Okay. Discussion and possible move to reprint. We did that. Okay. So, member comments. You got a comment on anything?
I feel bummed that the kiosk isn't standing up for the brochures or the map.
Well, I would think it needs something like for Seaver.
Is there something going on with the construction of it that could have been done?
You know, I don't know.
For Seaver, like a window?
Hit the map.
Tint. You know what? If we tinted that front, if we tinted it, it would give it some protection, even if it was just light tint.
Because certainly that's a weak point, frankly, in the kiosk, is the map I'm not sure what the technique was, but they printed that and then just glued it to the back under glass. And, of course, with sun, well, it's pretty well protected, but still there's going to be some early morning sun and so forth hits that, and so then it starts.
But if we were able to get something that was UV protected on the glass, it would help it. So that could be something that we could, I hate to have to put any more into that thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But if it's not working, it's not working. It's not. It's not going to get better with time.
Like window seals stuff.
Well,
I'm sure there's well
sealed. You get a clear UV protecting tint, just like your car, but on a commercial level.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we put, it's like a rubber ring on a canning jar,
right, exactly.
on the lids to that.
On the whole thing?
Yeah.
The whole thing.
It would keep the moisture, because it has been so humid, and I know it sweated in there. And then it...
Mm-hmm. That's what happens, is that it sweats. That's the right term. And
that's right.
Dwayne was saying, you can put something in there to kind of dry out at least the, well... I suppose both areas, but certainly the bins, that we could put something there to keep that drier.
And it will mold.
Yeah, I have a whole pack of those little, anytime you buy something nowadays,
yes,
those desiccants, because I use them for some of the meters and stuff I have for electronics.
Mm-hmm.
And I have I bought a bag, this big from Amazon. If I remember, I can get out there. Or if somebody sends me an email, then that's my to-do list.
It makes sense because it's not organic material.
Yeah.
It's not constructed of wood or anything like that can soak that moisture up.
Yeah, it'll wick.
Metal and plastic, it's going to, any moisture is going to condensate on that lid, on the bottom of the lid, and then it's going to drip on the plastic.
And that's why I say I throw a few of these in there, and then, it'll be good all winter, because we know that's the way it'll be. And then, change them out every 6 months or something. We'll see if it works. It's worth a shot than having to spend a whole bunch of money to reconstruct something.
As far as the map is, whenever it was constructed, the map was put in, correct? So is there a way to get access to the one that's in there?
Oh, yeah.
It's got a key to it now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we...
I don't know who has a key, but...
If worst thing came to worst, we can print out a new map.
Correct.
I don't know if everybody else likes the idea of putting some UV protectant on that plexiglass.
Well, either that or there are alternatives to just paper. If you get, I guess it's more pricey, but you can get something printed on vinyl or something.
Beautiful.
that's going to actually withstand it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Because this is the first attempt at a new thing, so this is the first I've heard of this, and I was behind a lot of it as far as putting the people together for it, so I don't want to see something fail.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks really nice, but it needs to be fixed.
Yeah.
It really does.
So
it's too nice of a thing not
to do.
Sure.
We put that on a future agenda item to...
For discussion?
For discussion, yeah. To come up with some resolution on how we can get either a UV protectant material for the map, or if we could do some type of tint or something so we can save the map. And then we'll try what you're talking about as far as something that'll absorb the moisture. And if it works, it works. If not, we'll try a plan B.
Also, I think we made the mistake of putting a bunch of those brochures in there where we only needed to have a dozen or so, you know, and then check and replace them as they're used. And also, we can put a sign on it saying, you know, more brochures are available at the downtown visitor center. So that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got a key to every other gate, and give me a key to that.
I don't know who has a key to that. Anyway.
I'm not sure either.
We'll have to call
Michael and
find out.
Well, it's a shame to have that beautiful thing there and it not working. Okay. What other member comments do we have?
Green grid. It really needs to be taken care of. And Wayne, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but Mr. Green paid for all the fencing around the graveyard.
Mm-hmm. And that's Spanish steel.
Yeah, with the idea and the clause, but there's no contract anywhere, we can't find it, that someone, and I don't know who someone is, but to me it would be the Dewey guys, keep that grass cut in there, in that grave.
Mm-hmm. Maintain that grave.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he was nice enough to pay for all that.
The whole fence, he deserves that.
And it's not Mr. Green, it's Colonel.
Well, but it should be taken care of.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if he knew that or not, Dwayne.
I did not.
Did you?
No.
See, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Snooty. Warren.
That's me.
Warren.
George, hey, it's done. Those guys got the tree out of the tombstone. Done.
And it, they root and all?
And Dwayne tell
them. Well, I was going to wait until staff comments.
Okay.
Yeah. They cut it and then salted it. Rock salt will kill anything. They don't like it when we throw it around, but.
You put table salt in that crack and put apple cider vinegar.
And it'll kill it.
Nothing will grow in there. That's how I kill weeds and trees and things.
Yep.
And that's all it is. Yeah.
Good job.
Oh. Yes. Yes. Put a star in your crown. It was right to the pitchfork in your family. Okay. Staff comments? Do you have
anything? Yeah, I'm looking forward to this. Well, in my comments actually have to do with the George Warren tomb. They did repair it today. They removed the tree and salted it. And then I immediately called Concrete Dick, and he's going to go take a look at it tomorrow.
He's good.
About doing some crack repair. And then we'll try to get it on the schedule to be repainted. But I didn't want to put any paint on it to see how much it'll cost to kind of get it, you know, upgrade a little or see. And then once I get a price from Dick, then I can go see where to pay it from.
Yeah.
But I think he'd be very respectful for it, and he really is an artist when it comes to the concrete.
He built me a fish pond 45 years ago, and that son of a gun's still holding water.
So he's going to go take a look at it tomorrow. He's done a lot of work for us around the city, and it's not that I don't trust our guys, but I think it's just for something like this, you know, how important that tomb is, we need to kind of step it up a little bit.
Okay.
And that's all I have.
Okay. Who's got something for the future for next time?
We've got some stuff carried over, so that would be future.
And then just the stuff I brought up about the...
Got that. Okay. Where is it? Somewhere on here. I got it on here. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else from anybody? We're all mute now.
And welcome to Gabby.
Yes.
My beautiful wife, Gabriella Kaufman, has joined us.
Do I have a motion?
Oh, yes. I make the motion to adjourn.
I second that motion.
Motion and a second to adjourn.
I was still on the concrete. I'm sorry.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.